And so by 1947, would it have been you would have finished your apprenticeship?
Yes.
And you would have been a fully qualified member of the fitting shop. So how was your job different then after you'd finished your apprenticeship?
Well, you weren't with anyone, you were on your own, and you had an apprentice come with you all those times. Sometimes there was a school.
So you would have been passing on the knowledge that you'd gained as an apprentice to new apprentices. Do you remember the kind of things that you would have taught them?
Well, they'd follow your instructions. When I was an apprentice, I was with this old boy. Can I go back to that? And I was working on a machine with him. I said, do that boy who used to talk to you like that. Yes, Mr. Puttick. Is that right? Well, it's near enough, Mr. Puttick. Bang. Do it again. Is that right? Yes, Mr. Puttick. Oh, he said, that's near enough. So it was.
And you were there for a number of decades. Would that kind of treatment of apprentices be the same? When did that start to change?
I should say late 40s or even before that. I think for my first four years, it was a bit cool at times. But after that, no. No, they were treated with respect, you know. You could tell them off, of course you could, but not touch them or do anything like that. You used to swear at them sometimes, of course.